I took French for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years of my of my life throughout high school and college. And guess what? I'm still not fluent. I want to go to Paris and talk to someone in French, in France, en français, and not have them switch to English.
I was just in a Spanish-speaking country, and man, some of my friends, their language skills, they blew me out of the water. I was just out of my depth. And I said, you know, I really would love to be able to speak as well as these people abroad. What a delightful skill to have to be able to do so. So maybe I need to get into my Rosetta Stone era.
They're the most trusted language learning program, and you can use it on desktop or as an app. They've been trusted for 30 years with millions of users, and they offer 25 languages. They got Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and more. They immerse you. They don't do English translation, so you really learn to speak. You listen, you think in the language. It's very intuitive. You pick a language, you start with words, then you move on to phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention.
Whoa.
And their app has a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. They're convenient. Like I said, they have a desktop and an app option, and you can have a lifetime membership, which includes all 25 languages for all the trips you're going to take, all the language needs that you have in your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Who Weekly listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/who. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/who today.
Okay, welcome to episode 8 of Who Weekly. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, we're back.
We're back. We got a big show this week.
We also have a new segment this week I'm pretty excited about.
So let's get started.
You will drive it. Yeah, they want to know. Hey.
I want to be famous.
Okay, so, Lindsay.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who Eva Amuri is?
I do know who she is because she is Offspring, famous Offspring.
Of whom?
Susan Sarandon. Is her father Tim Robbins too?
I don't think so.
Okay. It's just funny to me that she, there's no trace of her being related to anyone famous. You kind of got to just know.
You got to just know. And the only reason I know is because she was in that movie Saved. Remember?
Yeah. She's also, she was on like, Californication. Like she's been on like shows. Like I see her on shows.
I didn't watch Californication, so
I did every single episode. The thing about her, and this is awful to say, but like I know of her because she always shows her boobs. Is that weird? This like literally every role she's in, it's like here come her boobs. Like it's just it's not like I don't know if she, does she show them in Save? No, that movie's rated like PG or whatever. Well, anyways, she's been like in lots of shows and like she was in Californication, definitely showed her boobs. Like she has good boobs.
Eva Amuri is when she's not showing her boobs, she is mommy blogging on a blog called Happily Eva After. And the only reason I know that her name is pronounced Eva is because I watched some of her YouTube videos on her YouTube channel.
I was going to say, isn't it Eva? Like, it's what's Eva?
It's Eva.
What?
Happily Eva After.
Isn't that the name of like a shitty romp, like sitcom, Happily Eva After or
it's
something?
It's the name of a shitty mommy blog is what it is.
Okay.
It was, so my coworker, Kate Dries, wrote about it when it happened and the way that she kind of explained the blog was really good, so I'll just read her little paragraph. She says, on it, she does what lifestyle bloggers do. They post photos of their beautiful LA homes and the food they make and the outfits they wear, write stories about raising their daughters, put up interviews with people like Mia Hamm, and answers to questions from readers seeking advice. So she wrote this story called When Shit Hits the Fan, or like Shit Hit the Fan, and it chronicled the story of her nanny. So she's married to this guy named Kyle Martino. Okay, so
who?
He was a soccer player.
Oh.
And now he's like on TV talking about sports because he doesn't play it anymore. Mm-hmm. So Kyle Martino is her husband. He's like cute. They have a daughter. They have a nanny. The nanny accidentally, which is like, do we believe this actually happened? I don't know. The nanny accidentally texted Kyle instead of one of her friends. And the text said, OMG, girl, did I mention to you how hot and sexy my boss is? I would love to fuck his brains out. Ha, ha, ha. And then there's not an H at the end of that.
Okay, wait. You're saying you think this couldn't happen, because I can tell you I have not done this specifically, but I have definitely composed a text about somebody and then tried to send it to that person and been like, oh God, it's like you kind of, when you're thinking about somebody's name, like you're ready to like say something. This is not unusual. Like, I'm not surprised. If this is like, this could be by accident.
Okay. Well then let's just believe it. Let's say this actually happened.
I'm just saying like out of all of the things that are like I don't believe that she meant to do this, whoever this person, this nanny is.
Okay. Well, the nanny says, I didn't even finish the thing. So it said, OMG, girl, did I mention to you how hot and sex my boss is? I would love to fuck his brains out. Ha ha ha. Too bad he seems not to like thick Latin women with lots to hold on to, LOL.
Wow.
So, yeah, so.
Like, also, like, a little bit of racism happening there. Like,
he gets it. He gets the message. And then he is upset about the whole thing. She keeps writing on it. Now, at this point in Kyle's story, the part of me who is the teenager who came of age in Brooklyn started bubbling up. And my hands started itching
to take the ear. Age in Brooklyn as the daughter of A-list celebrities. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm so real. Let me, like, you know, the part of me that's so real, that's so, like, from the street. Like, here, like, I come.
I lived across the hall from like, Sean Carter. Like, the part of me that, like, lived near Mos Def. Like, whatever. Anyway, so she says, I got my hands started itching to take my earrings out and hold them while I got crazy. But thankfully, in reality, I was just a tired mom in an Uber with my drapey cardigan tied around my waist.
My
so creepy, I hung together.
My
barely.
Creepy cardigan.
And it's like, oh, also, you're Susan Sarandon's daughter. So what ends up happening, which again, Kate chronicled this well in this post, which we'll link to on Twitter. But so she confronts the nanny. She called her beyond psychotic. So this post goes up, and it's really just a normal post on her blog. Like, it's nothing special, but all the tabloids picked it up immediately, and they're like, oh my God, Susan Sarandon's daughter fired a nanny. And you know that tabloids love nanny firing.
I mean, I just want to say, like rich white women who are the daughters of Susan Sarandon, who I don't even know who they are anyways, writing mommy blogs about, like, firing their nannies for, like, maybe making an honest mistake. Like, yes, inappropriate, but maybe an honest mistake. Is not the most flattering look. Like, it's not a great look. Like, I'm not like, oh, go girl, Eva Murray, like, my new fave. Like, can't wait to, like, watch you on old episodes of Californication. Like, stay tuned. Like, that's not, it's just not, I'm not like team Eva. Oh, I hate her name. Oh, I hate that. It's Eva.
It's bad. It's bad.
Ugh. Well, you know what? Like, I'm glad they're happy. Like, they got rid. Yeah, I mean, the whole paragraph, there's also a part where she's writing, like, her girl, like, he called the nanny and I guess recorded the conversation with her.
I love the way that she transcribed it with like descriptions of his tone. So it says, Kyle, exasperated.
Oh, God.
Okay, listen, this morning I got a really inappropriate text from you. Pause. The nanny says, oh yeah, sorry. And then Kyle says, yeah, okay, well, needless to say, it's not the type of environment I want in the house with you taking care of our daughter. I'm going to have to ask you to go. I can pay you for today. And then why don't you go? And then Annie says, okay. And then the description says, Kyle writes her a check while Marlo asks for crackers.
It's kind of funny. Marlo. Daughter's name's Marlo. No, I mean, I just think, like, clearly if maybe I'm – okay, now I'm a little bit stepping back. Like, if she didn't mean to send that text – then she would have, like, sent it, then been like, oh my God, immediately, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to send that to you. This is so embarrassing, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, she would have followed it up with something, right? Isn't that what you would have done? I don't know, like, what I would do. I would just die. How embarrassed do you think Susan is about this whole ordeal?
Oh, I bet she's not. I bet Susan is like, oh my God, like, babe, I read your blog post. She was like, that was so brave of you. That's so funny. Like, oh, she's scum. Also, Susan needs a lifestyle blog more than Eva. Like, that's the lifestyle I want to imitate.
Right? Like, dating young ping pong player entrepreneurs and, like, doing whatever, getting tattoos, like, being amazing, supporting mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders. What is she doing right now? That's, like, what in my mind she's doing right now.
She's supporting Bernie Sanders. I'm about to start promoting that movie with Rose Byrne.
The Meddler.
Mm-hmm. We're getting into them territory. Bernie Sanders, Susan Sarandon, we can't talk about them on this show.
Okay, so Bobby, do you know who Lucy Hale is?
Yeah, I know who she is. But I mean, I know that she's on. She's on Pretty Little Liars, and that's all I know about her. And she's always like, in every ad for Pretty Little Liars, she's like, it's just, I know that Lucy Hale is like gasping constantly.
Literally, Lucy Hale's entire career is like different shots of her gasping. It's so true. She's always surprised. So Lucy Hale is another celebrity, who-lebrity, that I would categorize in the like hair-changing who, which I think is something we kind of defined last week, but I'm giving it a name. Mm-hmm. It's like, if this girl changes her hair color, just like our friend Bella Thorne, it will get written about like that. She's on that level. So she did actually change her hair, mm-hmm. and some, you know, all these pops, all these rags were like, Lucy Hale changed her hair. And you're like, I still don't know. That doesn't tell me who she is, mm-hmm. like at all in any way. But yeah, she's on Pretty Little Liars, which is like, she's one of those brunette women that you'll never recognize. Like you could never tell the difference. And I think her other thing is that she came up through Disney. So she was like on like, you know, Drake and Josh kind of, and like all those other shows. And then the other thing about her is she like had a country. She has a country album. Do you know this?
I did know that. I think I listened to that because someone said it was good.
It's like not bad. I heard it. Yeah, she has a country album. It came out like in 2014 and she like went on tour with it. And like, I don't think she's that awful. And to be fair, she's actually from, she's from Tennessee. She's from Memphis. So like, she's not a complete fraud in terms of like being country or whatever, mm-hmm. you know? Okay. But that's like who she is. I don't know. If you were like, hey, Lindsay, like, what is Lucy Hale's speaking voice sound like? I could not tell you because I've literally never heard her speak.
So what color did she dye her hair to? So it was brunette before, right? So would she go?
God, I didn't even look. We didn't even look to see what she dyed her hair to. Oh, she's blonde now.
Woohoo, we found her! The beautiful singer and actress, Miss Lucy Hale. So nice to meet you.
What a lovely intro. Thank you. Nice to meet you, too.
So excited that you partnered up with Colgate Optic White and the CMA Awards to offer some red carpet tips and tricks.
Oh, yeah, just doing my part. No, it's great. No, it's Colgate's first year at CMAs, and they approached me to kind of be the face of this red carpet ready campaign. So it's pretty much just what I do to get ready for an event like CMAs.
Who is Narvel Blackstock?
I mean, I know who it is, but all I know is his name because that name is just so memorable and good. Narvel Blackstock is Reba McEntire's ex-husband or currently estranged husband. Like, they've either filed for divorce or actually divorced.
Oh, they're divorced.
Okay.
They're divorced. Yeah, I mean, like, I could not tell you who he is. I actually like spent like a good 5 minutes Googling who is Narvel Blackstock, and like even the internet's like, I don't know. The internet's like, I don't know. Like, maybe he's like Kelly Clarkson's manager, but like cannot confirm. But basically, he's Reba's ex-husband, and it's really sad because like, I don't know, somebody was interviewing her on like CMT and asked her like about her divorce. And of course she gave like the saddest quote, which is like, the divorce was not my idea. I didn't want it any shape, form, or fashion. Blah, blah, blah. So it's like, oh, like, I wish you didn't say that. Oh, he's her manager and producer also.
Kelly Clarkson is her daughter-in-law?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she's the grandmother of Kelly Clarkson's daughter. Isn't that kind of cool?
It's kind of cool.
Anyways, they got divorced and she was like, I regret it and it's really sad and whatever. Like, the name Narvel Blackstock to me just like really shined.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. It's sad thinking about Reba being sad.
I never want Reba to be sad.
So they broke up. They divorced during the Summer of Splits when all those people came out of the woodwork after Jen and Ben broke up.
The Summer of Splits.
Yeah, the Summer of Splits. The moment they broke up, then everyone just started falling in line. Like Gwen and Gavin, Reba and Narvel.
I know we're not allowed to talk about Gwen and Blake, but like, oh boy, do they show up everywhere in this life of who's that we live.
We can't mention their names on this.
I know, but it's just like, it's almost like they're so famous that they're who's now because they're exhausting and awful and they get the same type of shit press that idiots get.
There's no reason for them to be famous. There's no reason for them to be on the cover of everything.
And like,
it's awful.
The voice is coming. A voice just came back with like not Gwen. So like it's the Christina Aguilera era of The Voice now.
But so Gwen is still going to be on it, which is just irritating.
Right. Because they're so desperate to capitalize off this relationship that they're like, even though you're not the host, because we didn't have you contracted for this particular season, we got to get you on there.
I know last time we talked, we were trying to figure out a way to keep Gwen on board.
I know.
Who figured it out? Was it you, Gwen, or was it you, Blake?
It wasn't me.
No, it definitely wasn't Gwen. It was me.
We have a new segment. It's called I Don't Know Her. It's called I Don't Know Her. Great game. This is like a game you can play with your friends at home. This is where me and Bobby try and stump each other, naming two celebrities and asking each other if they know who each other are. Like, it, like you'll see. Like, it'll play out. Okay, so you want me to start?
You start.
Okay, Bobby. Do you think that Nicole Kidman knows who Gigi Hadid is?
Oh, my God. That's good. I don't think so. No.
Tell me why.
Because I think Nicole Kidman stays off the internet. I think Nicole Kidman doesn't keep up with popular culture outside of, like, maybe country music, maybe things that Keith is interested in, because I think she is very, like, she's so sensitive to tabloid coverage, and I feel like she doesn't give a shit about entertainment gossip. And the only reason the Hadids are famous is because of, like, gossipy stuff and modeling. So right. It's not like she's in any movies that Nicole would have seen, or like on TV in a way that Nicole would have seen it. So
the only thing I think that Nicole maybe would have seen and been like, hun, like maybe they were watching the Victoria's Secret runway show for some reason. Like maybe Nicole was
absolutely
like,
not. They like, were maybe, not watching the Victoria's no, Secret like, runway okay. show.
Hear me out. Nicole Kidman's husband, Keith, is on American Idol. Mm-hmm. And like maybe somebody was performing on, I don't know who performed on the last Victoria's Secret show. Like maybe it was like someone that he knew, or cause he's like, now he hangs out with like J-Lo and like whatever. And maybe, or Mariah Carey or like Nick, cause he like is a, go with me. Cause he's like a co-judge with them on Idol. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's like, oh hon, like we should really turn on the Victoria's Secret show. I want to see like my friend blah, blah, blah perform. And Nicole's like in the kitchen, like, I don't know, like cutting up daisies or like making those when you hang dried flowers upside down and then you like frame them. She's doing that or something. And like he's like, babe, like can we just put on the show? And she's like, I don't even care what you do. And they put on the show and she looks over briefly and she's like, who's that? And it's like Gigi Hadid. That's my only thing.
I just think that even if Keith said, I'm gonna turn it on, Nicole, I feel like Nicole constantly has like white noise running through her head. I think she blocks things out in an attempt to like find inner peace because she had such a shitty like 2 decades.
It's true. Like she's probably, if he's watching that, she's probably outside, well, like, you know, running her hands through grass or like.
Exactly.
Sitting
did
on
you
a
see
horse.
Her, did you see her Vogue 73 questions video?
Did I?
Where she's like, so like she, it, at first glance, she seems like she's in this very zen place. But then you realize that she's like kind of miserable. Like it's not zen.
Well,
it's
like
I'm sad.
My ranch. Like I love my ranch. My
she
ranch.
Doesn't leave. I mean, I bet she like for all I know, like she just like she cut out cable. She like cut out the internet, and they just have like maybe a Netflix account so they can watch. Like,
so I'll give you that. So the answer is no. Okay. I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Great game.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Amal Clooney knows who Derek Huff is.
100% no. Literally, like, in no universe. There's no way.
You don't think that maybe Amal and George's thing is watching Dancing with the Stars?
I can 100% assure you that they have many things, many cute things, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. One of them is 100% not watching Dancing with the Stars.
You can't see her like them both getting back from their busy days at work. Like she's so important. Like she's this like internationally important attorney. Like
heels, sitting down.
George, let's like turn on some like mindless trash. And then they like turn on Dancing with the Stars.
I'm sorry. She gets home. She like checks into her guest apartment like behind the house because they don't like live in this. You know, like she. Like she...
That's rude. I like, think they live together. I bet they have separate bedrooms, but I bet they
her separate estate, like there's it's like a two house compound and she like shadily lives in the other one. And so she drops off her bag. She like, you know, zhuzhes her hair a little. She like goes to George's like house on the property. He's like, hey, do you want to like order a pizza? And he's like, sorry, I'm busy. I'm on the phone with like foreign dignitary preparing myself for like my president shirt. Like he's going to be president. So he's like getting ready to run. Like,
wait, what? What's happening here? He's going to be president?
Yeah, this is in my story. He's getting ready to run for president.
Okay.
It's a process. He's been working on this for a while.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, I really just like want to go watch some shit on the on TV. And then maybe she goes to watch Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. She does know who Derek Cuff is.
She probably has been like.
You just proved me right.
She probably just like looks at the TV. She's probably like, who's that man? Like, she's probably like, who's that guy? And then like never answers the question.
I think it's her time to space out. If it's not Dancing with the Stars, it's The Bachelor. And both of them are on ABC, so she is seeing promos for Derek Cuff, and she knows who he is because of all that cross-pollination.
That's fucked up that even if you're not like seeking out Derek Cuff, you're going to be like inundated with Derek Cuff.
I guess an easier argument to make, or maybe, is that I think that of the three or four major networks, the Clooneys watch ABC.
Why?
Because I think that she probably likes Scandal.
Yeah, probably.
She probably likes the Shonda shows, and so does George.
Yeah.
And because I don't think they're watching sitcoms. I don't think they're watching comedies. I think they're watching the hour-longs, and they're better. And I don't think they're watching those procedurals on, like, CBS or NBC. I think they're watching Shonda shows, and I think through that, you know.
This line of conjecture is, like, brilliant.
They are watching ABC, and then they end up watching Dancing with the Stars, maybe as a joke, but then they end up getting hooked. She knows who Derek Cuff is.
Okay, so she knows who Derek Cuff is. Okay, so I have one more for you.
Okay. One more.
This game is great, by the way. Really, a lot of fanfic happening, a lot of like fucked up bad conjecture. Assuming now, like our conclusion from that whole thing was just now the Clooneys watch ABC, which great. Tell ABC, must be so proud. Okay, do you think that, this one's a little topical, do you think that Leonardo DiCaprio has any idea who Blac Chyna is? Come on.
Oh my god, I have to think about like the pussy or they're the wolf pack now. They're not the pussy posse. So
do you think that
they're so bro-y, and I feel like they probably don't care about the Kardashians at all.
Do you think maybe like they ran into her at the club? Do they even go to the same clubs?
Would they go to the same clubs?
No.
I mean, I guess maybe they could have run into each other at the same clubs, but here's what I think. I think that if he knew who Blac Chyna was, he wouldn't admit it because he would think that like knowing about like gossip and Kardashian adjacent stuff is like lame and embarrassing.
Yeah, so he'd know exactly who she was. Like he follows her on Instagram, but
and do you know how he would know? Fuck. Do you know how he would know?
How?
There's actually an argument to be made for him knowing.
How?
All of his fucking girlfriends. Because all of his girlfriends are like 24 years old.
Basic.
And 100% pay attention to all of the stuff that's going on.
There's literally never been a girl that he's dated who hasn't followed Blac Chyna on Instagram.
Yeah. Yes.
So like they're sitting on the couch watching like, I don't fucking know, like VHS tapes of him as a child. Like they have to do that every Sunday. And as they're doing that, she's scrolling through her phone. He's like, babe, pay attention. Like this is when I was on like whatever show.
This is when I was on Critters 3 or whatever. Yeah.
she's like, oh, sorry, babe. And like she looks up from her phone and on her phone is Blac Chyna. So he like gets a glance. So then he saw her.
Who's that? Do you know her? And she's like, oh, no, it's Blac Chyna. And then he may get a couple details.
No, he's not.
But then he exhales, and then he exhales from his vape, and like the smoke covers up her screen, and then he forgets about Blac Chyna forever.
And then like like the sound of a dolphin that he has in the bathtub that he like saved. Like you hear the screech of a dolphin. He's like, oh, I gotta go feed the dolphin.
Oh, there's a lot of fanfic happening in this section.
I love the idea that he would own a dolphin. That was out of nowhere. Inspired.
That's interesting. So Leo knows who Blac Chyna is. Amal knows who Derek Cuff is.
Nicole Kidman does not know who Gigi is.
I think these are all very good assumptions.
Yeah, these are great. This is a great game.
These are basically facts. I mean,
love
in my view, these are facts.
And hey, this is another game you can play with your family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
When you're done.
The way it works is you get two hats. you call one hat thems, one hat whos. You fill up one hat with thems, fill up one hat with whos, and then take a name from each and then try to figure out whether or not them knows who.
Oh, great game. When you're done, when you're done with reading the Dancing with the Stars Wikipedia, that game, when you're done with that game, here's another game.
Oh, so many games.
Okay. We gotta
move into the last segment. This is a long episode. I'm gonna have to cut this down.
I know, but that segment was so good.
Lindsay, what's Reed up to?
I thought she wasn't up to much, but then Friday night, I was busy. I was doing something. Who even knows? And I see my phone go off and I'm like, what is happening? And people were tweeting at me and Bobby and Who Weekly pictures of Rita Ora at Hamilton.
How did she get tickets?
First of all, she's late because celebrities went to Hamilton already. Rita Ora is like the like the list of celebrities. They're down to Rita Ora.
they finally got into her on the list.
Literally, I've seen the poster that the celebrities sign backstage because they like had a picture of it. It's filled up, man. It's filled up.
Do you know what celebrity also saw Hamilton recently?
Zendaya.
Jodie Sweetin.
No.
Because I was looking at her Instagram this morning because I like fell in a hole. I like ended up seeing like Alan Thicke's Instagram, and then he's really good friends with Bob Saget. So then ended up on Bob Saget's Instagram, and then he's really good friends with Jodie. So then ended up on Jodie's, and then I was looking through her, and she went to Hamilton like 2 weeks ago.
Here's a good game. Another good game. This is full of games. Ask your friends, has blank been to Hamilton? And that's a good way to judge like something about them. I don't know
if
what
if they went before December, if they went before November, maybe
they're a them.
If they went before the fall, then there are them.
Like, do you think Lucy Hale has been to Hamilton? What do you think?
No.
No?
No.
The sad thing is that I could probably Google Lucy Hale Hamilton and it would be like, it would come up because that's how fucked up our news cycle is. Because like, if you go to Hamilton, you get news. Rita went to Hamilton. Good for her. She posed in a photo with like Lin-Manuel, who stars and wrote it. And mm-hmm. The best part is his tweet was just a picture of her, and he just wrote, "Thanks, Rita Ora," which is great because like there are so many layers to look into that.
And also, he 100% knows who she is, and may even joke about her with his friends because like he seems like he's like
a pop culture guy.
He's a pop culture guy. He knows that she's like a thing and that it's like funny that she's there. He totally gets the humor in this.
You think so?
I think so.
He listens to this podcast?
No.
Oh.
He's too busy starring in Hamilton and like taking photos with thems and now who's, because now it's who's time.
I can't imagine like being that busy and still caring about this garbage, but I would. So I can't imagine how my life would exist, like how I'd be able to do it all. Like how would I care about all this crap and star in Hamilton?
I don't know.
I just wouldn't.
Although it's really interesting, because I'm looking at Lin-Manuel's cover photo on Twitter.
Okay. Cool.
And it's him and the celebrity. And the photo in his cover photo is him, John Leguizamo, and Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, his faves. Three faves.
But like he chose non-thems for his cover photo. That's kind of interesting.
I mean, Weird Al is a them. Come on. It's Weird Al.
I mean, I guess they're both thems. But...
John Leguizamo, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. He's him. He's them. Also, you think about it, Lin-Manuel also lives in a weird world of like musical who's and thems. Like if you were like very, there are so many who's and thems of the musical.
It's like Lin-Manuel Miranda and Cherry Jones. And it's like, okay.
No, like it's like Laura Benanti and like the girl, the woman, the amazing woman from Bunheads. What's her name?
Sutton Foster.
Sutton Foster. Like these are all like weird, like musical famous people who crossed over. But then in the musical world, there's like all these like famous and not famous people.
Everyone's like, the musical people like know everyone.
They're like, wait, a Man of La Mancha revival starring blah, 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 blah. I can't wait. Like stuff like that.
His Twitter is so boring, though.
I need
to follow it, though, because of all the people who show up.
I just like that
Madeline
now.
Madeline Albright.
I just like that, like, going to Hamilton or not is now, like, a who or them meme. Like, definitely update us on who is going to Hamilton and not.
God, he tweets a lot. Oh,
for being
God.
Starring in a musical that he also wrote and doing press around it, he does a ton of
tweeting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mac Miller.
Before Rita?
Before Rita.
Fucked up. Fucked up.
That's really strange.
Fucked up.
Anyway, okay. That's
oh,
it. That's
and then, no, there was another thing. She there's a picture of her and Chris Brown and they could be dating.
She's Snapchat and like Instagram photos with Chris Brown. But I think it's just, I mean,
they don't think they're dating
together. No, I don't think so either. They've recorded music together and they might record another single together.
Also for somebody so like trying to on the come up as Rita Ora, she's always on the come up. Dating Chris Brown would literally be the worst thing that you could do for your like career.
I come feel on. Like she probably understands that too.
Like you already like, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's it, like, I'm not your PR person. I'm not your publicist, but like, give me a call and I'll tell you, like, do not date Chris Brown.
That's the one thing you shouldn't be doing.
Literally the number one rule.
And I think that's all we have this week.
Busy week.
Busy week.
Busier than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of crazy. But yeah, thanks for listening and commenting. Like, we read all your tweets and comments and we just like crack the hell up. We love it.
We love them.
I don't know what else there is to say or do. I mean,
that's it.
Yeah.
Play the games this weekend, this week. Yeah.
Let us know how your games go. Maybe we'll, you know, see you live at some point. Maybe we'll play the game on like a, in a, like a live format, like a game show.
That'd be fun.
Right?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Right. Dream big.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
You will drive it. Yeah. 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 They want to know.
That's fucked up that even if you're not like seeking out Derek Hough, you're going to be like inundated with Derek Hough.
I wore my Tecovas, my new brown Tecovas boots, the Chelsea boots, to a dinner a few days ago.
Oh,
and I got complimented. Well, they were great. They fit well, but they got complimented. And I was like, well, they're Spawn number one, but two, I really do love them. Thank you for complimenting my boots. I love my Tecovas boots. I know Lindsay loves hers too. I love what Tecovas put in their ad copy here. It's about festival and concert season being all about the boots, especially with a big album that came out very recently that I won't name, but
this
if you love
Texas.
This album, you're going to, this ain't Texas, you're going to want your Tecovas, you know? This ain't Texas, these Tecovas. They have seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All of their boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. They have first wear comfort so you don't have to like break them in and wear them in. They're comfortable right out of the box. I can say that from experience. It's true. And their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. And if you live in a place with a Tecovas store, you should probably go there because they give you a drink, they help you out, they help you pick the perfect boots that you want, and it smells good because there's leather everywhere. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized and regular live music and events, so there's no in-store experience quite like it. But if you can't make it into a store, just go to tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.